CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington, where nearly a month into the latest Mideast war, the House has approved a bill backed by the new Republican speaker to send additional aid to Israel, but congressional correspondent Scott McFarland notes it does not provide aid to Ukraine and adds domestic budget cuts, so...
This bill is going nowhere in the Senate, and the White House says the president would veto it. Republicans in the House insisted on cuts to the IRS to pay for the Israeli aid, but the Democrats say cutting the IRS actually makes the deficit worse.
And in the war that was triggered by the Hamas terrorist attack on Israel on October 7th, Israeli troops have encircled Gaza City. The fighting is heavy. The casualties are mounting. President Biden now among those calling for occasional pauses to aid trapped civilians. Some foreigners and Palestinians with dual nationalities did manage to get out through the Gaza checkpoint with Egypt. Palestinian American Susan Pasiso among them.
People are dying. Everybody's dying. Nobody's safe. We don't have bomb shelters.
Back here a couple of years ago, the FTX cryptocurrency logo was pretty much everywhere. Now its founder, Sam Bankman-Fried, he stands convicted of multiple fraud counts of taking at least $10 billion from customers and investors.
Bankman-Fried took a calculated risk by testifying on his own behalf. He did so largely to discredit his former girlfriend and two of his best friends, all allies and shareholders in FTX. Their testimonies all matched up. Bankman-Fried apparently was unconvincing.
Legal contributor Thane Rosenbaum. One former Memphis police officer pleads guilty to federal charges in the fatal beating of Tyre Nichols. CBS's Elise Preston.
Tyre Nichols's mother, Rovon Wells, spoke outside the federal courthouse just minutes after watching former Memphis police officer Desmond Mills plead guilty and the beating death of her son during a police traffic stop.
This is really the first time I actually heard somebody tell and say what they actually did to my son.
In the aftermath of that long United Auto Workers strike, Union President Sean Fain now says the UAW squeezed pretty much every dime possible out of Stellantis, the company that builds Jeeps and Chryslers.
A 25% pay hike extends to salaried workers represented by the UAW, and Mopar parts workers will go to full pay for the first time. The deal makes temporary workers permanent and even includes subsidized leases. The deal also includes new investments at plants that were to be closed.
WWJ's Jeff Gilbert in Detroit. It was day two of the teacher strike in Portland on the picket line.
The district wants to make it sound like it's really that we're out here, you know, fighting for ourselves. We're not. This is about our students.
Gasoline prices continue to inch down about a penny or two a day, now averaging $3.45 a gallon. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to Hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the name brands. Add up to 95% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but for 95% less. It's the same medication, still prescribed by a licensed medical provider, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
I'm Ben Affleck, and I want to thank you for joining me and supporting Paralyzed Veterans of America.
I joined the Navy to serve my country as a Navy SEAL. While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. And I broke my neck. It left me paralyzed. Paralyzed Veterans of America was by my side from that moment on.
Since 1946, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to our wounded veterans. We will never leave a fallen comrade behind.
Thanks to PVA, paralyzed veterans are getting specialized medical care and treatments. The benefits they've earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need.
I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Our veterans fought for us. Let's fight for them.
To learn more, go to pva.org today.
Serving central Wisconsin since
1940. WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 29 overnight under cloudy skies, south winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast tomorrow, chance for scattered showers 48, lows around 26 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 32.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, Dom. It's Thursday. That makes it Friday Eve up in here.
Woohoo! Happy Friday Eve, Crudy, Nate, working the board, our fair audience. Great to be with you all.
Dominic, we've got a fine guest joining us a little later in this hour, Adam Voskal. He is with the Midwest Environmental Advocates, and we're going to talk CAFOs.
Yeah, all right, man. I used to work on a farm, Crudy.
I know. You've been shoveling the... the byproduct ever since. Some days more than others. You know who's been doing a little shoveling of some BS, Tom?
Yeah,
Speaker
who's that,
Robin
Michael?
Voss.
Voss, man.
And I'm not sure, but this we go on the air today, and I'm not even clear from conflicting headlines whether or not Robin Voss has the cojones to move forward with impeachment against Megan Wolf. And why would he do such a thing? You know, just a couple of weeks after he said he wasn't going to do such a thing. Well, he's been threatened, Dom. The man's been threatened by what? A group headed by his primary opponent, Adam Steed.
Yes.
To think that we endorsed that Adam Steed once upon a time. But it has led to a series of conflicting headlines across the local media spectrum, Dom. But here's the one I saw first. Group spending six figures on ads, threatening to unseat Robin Voss unless election chief Megan Wolf is impeached. The people. All the people are a few specific people speaking to Robin Voss, looking for a rationale or reason to get rid of Robin Voss, Dom. Isn't he the most powerful Republican in the state of Wisconsin right now?
I think that's up for grabs. You know, the mega movement has obviously taken over the Republican Party, and Robin Voss in some ways is a holdover. And you know, this Adam Steen ran against him in the primary. Steen was endorsed by the former president. You know, this is mega. Steen had a toss Voss, like literally a dummy and then a catapult they were tossing down in his district. So I got to tell you, man, no matter what happens, my impression is if you engage in any way whatsoever the megas, you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. If you engage them and try to help them out, they're going to eventually turn on you. If you don't engage them, they're absolutely going to go after you. So, I mean, Robin Voss, man, he was perhaps the most powerful Republican, but the way that this is getting played out right now, looking at the last primary he went through, and his reaction 2 days after this ad campaign on the radio and television telling people to, hey, call Robin Voss and tell him how you feel. Of course, the ad itself, I think we have it.
We have the ad.
So, It's full of BS anyway. I mean, so, wow, a lot to absorb, a lot to take in. But no, man, I think Robin Voss is reacting specifically to the mega pressure.
Spineless, is that an accurate descriptor of Robin Voss? Because he bowed to this pressure rapidly. With alacrity. I like the yes. With alacrity. Let's play the ad. This is the threatening ad that apparently is moving the will of Robin Voss very rapidly. Play the ad for the people, if you would, Nate.
Hi, fellow Wisconsin voters. This is Kelly Clark. 1 year stands between us and the 2024 general election. The results have the potential to either steer our state and our country in the direction of improvement or push us further along the concerning path we are currently on. I am very worried about the fairness and security of our elections if Megan Wolf remains in charge of them. It's Ms. Wolf that allowed for the use of illegal drop boxes and ballot harvesting. She permitted the Zuckerbox influence money. She refuses to clean up our voter rolls. And there's so much more. The Wisconsin Assembly is working to impeach Megan Wolf, but Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is standing in the way. Speaker Voss needs to hear from us, the voters. I urge you to call him today at 608-237-9163 and let him know he needs to listen to the Assembly and allow for the impeachment process to happen, or he will be replaced, whether through a recall process or a primary challenger. Again, call Speaker Robin Voss today at 608-237-9163. We need to act now to secure Wisconsin's elections before it's too late.
Wisconsin Election Committee Incorporated. How very similar to the Wisconsin Elections Commission.
WEC.
Try to muddy the water. I mean, come on, you guys. Terrible. And of course, Administrator Wolf only can do what the board, the three Republicans and three Democrats, instruct her to do.
Dominic, I've got some of the coverage. This coverage is pretty clear. They threatened Robin Voss. From the Journal Sentinel, Wisconsin's Election Committee Incorporated, not to be confused with the WEC, is running ads on Milwaukee area TV and radio stations that falsely claim Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator, that's WEC Dom, Megan Wolf, implemented a number of policies decided by the agency's panel of commissioners. It should be removed. It threatened to recall Voss or launch a primary challenge if he doesn't move forward. Articles of impeachment against Wolf and Dom. Leading the group is Adam Steed, who unsuccessfully launched a primary challenge against Voss in 2022. And Harry Waite, your buddy, a Racine County man who was charged last year for fraudulently obtaining absentee ballots for Voss and Racine Mayor Corey Mason. You know, in order to show violations of the law are possible, according to documents filed with the FCC by the group, Waite leads a Racine County group known as HOT, H-O-T, government, which promotes false claims of voter fraud in the 2020 election. At least they don't mince words here in the coverage, Tom. Waite said by email, many of the group's supporters are Kennedy Democrats who are awakened and realize how the two political parties are actively leading us into third world status.
Oh, wow. Says the guy who fraudulently obtained absentee ballots.
Robin Voss, again, I quote, wait, the hot guy. Robin Voss is an obstructionist to our efforts. I've never actually wanted Robin Voss to be an obstructionist, except in this very simple case, Dom. I'm okay with Robin Voss obstructing the efforts of Harry Waite, the Chanel Branchons, and the Gablemans of the world, but he tried to walk that tightrope, didn't he, Dom? And now he might have hung himself with it, talking about Robin Voss. Now, Kevin Scott, a New Berlin-based attorney, filed paperwork on October 5th with the State Department of Financial Institutions to create the group, the Wisconsin EC Incorporated group, right? Scott told the Journal Sentinel he was hired to file the paperwork, but had no substantive involvement with the group. Now, Scott assisted former state Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman with the lawsuit. Gableman's buddy, Dom.
Oh, Gableman's back, man. Teaming up with Adam Steen. I mean, well, you know what Robin Voss said about Gableman after he hired him and gave him millions of taxpayer dollars, that he was an embarrassment to the state. Now what, Gableman's teaming up with Steen to go after Voss? Well, the Republican Party's in disarray.
Well, Dom, Scott assisted former Supreme Court Justice corrupted Michael Gableman with a lawsuit that sought to jail the mayors of Madison and Green Bay. So, you know, he's the right kind of lawyer for this action, Dom. If they did not sit for interviews about the 2020 election. Separately, Attorney Scott also represented a man who has sued the Wisconsin Elections Commission, you know, the real WEC, over its policies for voting from nursing homes during the COVID-19 pandemic. Well, that was the whole false narrative of the Dan O'Donnell on the Righty Whitey Talk radio show, and it was propagated through a Wisconsin committee hearing, assembly committee hearing, led by Janelle Branchon, who was put in that position by the aforementioned Robin Voss, Dom.
Right, dude. Another headline here from Molly Beck, Jesse Point at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Voss moves impeachment articles against election chief Wolf to committee in wake of ad pressure campaign.
Before you go there, I want to give you the earlier today statement of Robin Voss, or at least a prior statement. In a statement, Voss said the members of the group running the ads appear to be uninformed and not following what's actually going on in our state. Here's what Voss said. The money could be better spent attacking the real obstacle to election reforms, and that's Tony Evers.
Yeah, I mean, what? What? I mean, how many audits were done? How many recounts were done? Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, they counted. I mean, this thing was looked at over and over and over again. There was no fraud.
Dominic, there are 15 impeachment articles that a group of Republicans want to advance. They include Reps Janelle Branchon of Menomonee Falls, Scott Allen of Waukesha, he's a common, Elijah Beneke of Oconto, Ty Bowden of Hilbert, Chuck Widgers of Muskego. Good football, bad governance in Muskego, Dom. And they have put forward 15 articles of impeachment against Wolf. And according to the reporting here, falsely claiming she was directly responsible for decisions made by the elections commissioners and tying her to debunked election theories. In one more sentence for me, Dom, all 15 impeachment articles contain misleading or false claims about how elections administration works in Wisconsin. The facts, the underlying facts behind these articles of impeachment are false in all 15 articles.
Curdy, just a bit here. The ads were launched 9 days after Gableman, who oversaw the fruitless probe of the 2020 election, met with a group of tied to the ads during the October 24th meeting with Sheboygan Party, County Republican Party. Gableman suggested Voss could be recalled in January. When asked by a group member what the legal recourse Voss constituents have if he does not move forward with the impeachment articles, another group member shouted, "Second Amendment," referring to the constitutional right to possess firearms. The comment was met with laughter. Yeah, you guys are funny.
Millions of peaches, Dom. Impeachment. Now, I didn't think you would acknowledge the fact. Yeah, I don't know what that is. It's like I'm fighting you on a peach farm right now. But just a little bit of pressure. And he bows down. Robin Voss, you have no courage. You have no morals. You have no convictions. And you're still going to get burned. Come back. More Devils. Millions of peaches. Peaches
for free. James here, host of the new Sunrise Show on Wisk Country 105.5 WIRI. We're on the air live every weekday from 7 to 8 a.m. to start your day right with...
More Garth. More Reba. Winona.
Yeah, but also the National Day of Calendar.
Brooks and Dunn.
Country news.
Brooks and Dunn.
This day in country history and your requests, plus the country legends.
More Garth. More Reba.
That you know and love. It's coffee, conversation, and country. Every weekday from 7 to 8 on 105.5 WIRI, Wisk Country.
Winona.
Hi, I'm E.J. Williams. Each year, millions of animals are abandoned, and more than a million are euthanized before they can be rescued. Organizations like American Humane are working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, as animals can be trained as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help veterans, the elderly, and children with special needs to overcome the obstacles of everyday life. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Locally Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Join us on the lines, 844-967-2789. Adam Volskull from the Midwest Environmental Advocates joining us. Talk about the CAFOs at 430.
Dominic, I am so confused about the contradictory headlines. Well, just 49 minutes ago, according to the Capital Times, Andrew Ball, Robin Voss, was brushing aside a recall threat over the Megan Wolf impeachment. But now he's, what, advancing to committee the 15 meritless and erroneously crafted
what?
Articles of impeachment against Megan Wolf. What a courageous figure this Robin Voss.
President Joe Biden defeated Trump in 2020 by about 21,000 votes in Wisconsin, a result that has been confirmed by two recounts paid by Trump, state audits, a partisan review, a conservative study, and multiple lawsuits. But no, Harry Waite, Adam Steen, Gableman, they're gonna get to the bottom of it, man. They're gonna find the real killer. I mean, this whole thing, it's a fraud upon us. You know what I'm saying? Now, I get it. I mean, if you don't like the fact that drop boxes were used, and little secret, drop boxes have been used for many, many elections. Let's not forget, of course, it was in a pandemic. So our Wisconsin Election Commission doing the best they can, trying to get people to vote and make it safe and, you know, doing the best we possibly can. The Zuckerbucks. Well, you know, lots of people got money. If we actually, you know, funded our elections properly, we wouldn't have to worry about billionaires giving money to communities so they can have an election. But that did not sway it. That didn't change it. These things didn't change anything. Donald Trump lost. I mean, that's just a fact. Will said it. The audits, Trump's own paid for audits. Hell, he lost votes in Milwaukee County when they recounted. So Trump lost. The only reason that Harry Waite and Steen and these folks are pushing this narrative is because that's what Trump's pushing. It's the mega lie, man. It's the big lie.
You know who else came out verbally, publicly? Well, not publicly. When questioned by an activist under the guise of a friend, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson laid out the math.
Yep.
Donald Trump here in the state of Wisconsin received 51,000 less votes than the legislative Republicans did in the Assembly and the Senate. So if you took all the Republican-leaning ballots or voting ballots in the state of Wisconsin in the 2020 election, other Republicans received 51,000 more votes than the cumulative vote total for the top of the ticket, Donald Trump. So 51,000 Republicans voted down ticket and sat out the top. And Robin Voss knows that. Hell, Robin Voss's own freaking guy, Joe Hanrack, I believe his name. He's the statistical guy. I mean, he laid out, hey, here come the Milwaukee County absentee ballots. Here comes the turn of approximately, I think it was 160,000 votes. Because when you added in the predominantly 80% Joe Biden votes coming in absentee early voters in Milwaukee County, here comes the predictable landslide of Democratic votes.
Because they finally got around to counting them.
Because they finally got around to allowing them to be counted, Dom. And, you know, there is some legislative pieces out there now. Let them start counting sooner. But, you know, Robin Voss at this point, this man's running scared. Chicken Colonel Sanders, I'm just telling you, somebody runs a couple of ads in his district, and the next thing you know, he's rolling out an impeachment, because I think Robin Voss has to know this cannot be the smartest electoral thing for his caucus. Can it? Question mark. 844-967-2789. Before we get to the phones, Dom, more do you want to jam in here?
Nope. Let's get to the phones.
Ross from Mount Horrible, Wisconsin. Well, welcome, Ross. How you doing,
hey,
man?
Hey, Ross.
Hey, you guys. Beautiful day out. So just a couple points. I think you guys
are being really, you're totally misreading Representative Voss, calling him spineless. I think Voss is responsive to his constituents, which really makes him a paragon of democracy in Wisconsin. The other point I was going to make was there's a in the headlines in today's paper.
Well, hang on, Ross. Let me address that. This paragon of democracy. I mean, Ross, he's putting forth these impeachments against Megan Wolf that are factually incorrect, are factually inaccurate.
I mean, and earlier today, he said he was unmoved by the advertising efforts against him, but just an hour later, he's advancing these false impeachment articles to committee. So clarify that point for us, Ross.
I apologize. The problem with radio is you can't see my tongue in my cheek when I was saying
all right, man. Ross.
Now I get it, Ross.
I apologize.
You're selling it too hard, man.
I got a nuance that's much better. So the only other quick point I'd like to make is that Wisconsin's going to – there's a bill going in to create mental health centers around the country – around the state so that we, instead of criminalizing mental health, we'll have these facilities that will kind of help people in distress. I think the way things are going for the Republicans in this state, they're going to need special wings in each of these mental health facilities that deal with Republican heads that are going to be exploding because of the cognitive dissonance. These people are like living in this parallel universe in which, like, you know, you throw the evidence at him, and they just, like, pretty soon I think their eyes are twisting in their heads and their heads are going to explode. And I'm thinking that we'll have these wings full of Republicans who have just totally lost it because they've got no sense of reality.
Ross, it may take some deprogramming. I heard Bannon refer to the Trump supporters as the Trump Davidians, man. I mean, how can you, if you look at the evidence, you look at their own studies, you look at the recounts, I mean, come on. I don't know. Again, you can have some issues with the process, but those were either affirmed in court or, you know, too late. You can't do anything about drop boxes now.
Mark from the SAC, welcome back. What do you got, Mark?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. And it just is. I just heard. My head was twisting directions from the previous call. I go, what the heck? I mean, that Robin's boss. You lit me up, and I actually called Robin Voss's office, and I managed to stay mostly FCC compliant because it's an answering machine. But I just said I challenged his testicular quantity and also his lack of a spine. That it is just, he's got to grow a set, he's got to grow a spine, because he's got to tell his electorate out there is that I was upholding the Constitution and Donald Trump lost the election. If he had any guts at all, that's what he would be saying. But
Mark, he can't say that. And I appreciate your call. We're a little short on time, but Robin Voss can't say that. If you remember, the former president called the man, said, get on a plane to Alabama, right? And ever since then, he has been beholden to the MAGA Messiah. He does whatever he wants him to do. And he still endorsed Adam Steen against Robin Voss in the primary in the state of Wisconsin. Came to Waukesha to do it. So, despite the Gableman, super special sauce prosecutor, couple of years of malarkey going on here in the state of Wisconsin, that wasn't satisfactory. Because they didn't implement what Gableman said, which was, you should strongly consider undoing the 2020 election. Folks, we're the devil's advocates. You can't do that. So much. We got to find guests. Stick around. You can do that. His name, Adam Voskal. He is with Midwest Environmental Advocates. We're going to talk CAFOs, more devil's advocates. Should I stay or should I go?
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. Smile Train is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't.
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. Wisconsin heads to Bloomington to face the Hoosiers. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
It's about effort. It's about intensity.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield on Wisconsin.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 29 overnight under cloudy skies, south winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast tomorrow, chance for scattered showers 48, lows around 26 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 32.
Cowboy.
Malarkey. The devil's advocates invented malarkey.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday edition. Dom, we've got a fine guest joining right now live via StreamYard. He is Adam Voskal with the Midwest Environmental Advocates, and we want to talk some CAFO, some concentrated animal feeding. I'll let you define it. First and foremost, Adam, did I get your name right, sir?
You were very close. It's Adam Voskal.
Voskal. I'll try to do better, but no promises, Adam. Let's talk about CAFOs. What are CAFOs? Help us define them for the sake of the audience.
Yeah, sure. So CAFOs, and you were so close, concentrated animal feeding operations, are these large industrial farming operations with thousands of animals that stay on site. And the problem with them, or the concern with them, is that all of the waste that's generated by those animals is aggregated and stored and then spread untreated on fields. But in general, they're characterized by thousands of animals being kept together and confined, typically inside.
And my understanding is there has been an action, or at least a threatened action, in Polk County, Wisconsin. I was reading some of the recent headlines. And we actually are playing out in Polk County right now, Amory Lake Air, 1260 a.m. It is a beautiful part of the state. It's known for its clean waters, for its lakes. And the communities in this county have put anti-CAFO regulations, or at least they are trying to regulate how these CAFOs would operate in their county. But Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce Litigation Unit is effectively trying to, what, sue to overturn any efforts to keep CAFOs out of Polk County?
Yeah, to some extent, although you could also characterize their efforts as one that's trying to remove or rescind local authority across the state from regulating CAFOs. The folks up in Polk and Burnett County, I think it was five or six towns banded together and developed a findings of fact, just hundreds of references, basically identifying the water, the air, the property value, basically all the contamination concerns associated with these operations, and then using that data, built out a CAFO operations ordinance with the idea that it would, if or when enacted, kind of protect the community from the harmful effects of CAFOs. And you're right, the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, their litigation center, did just kind of start the process of suing or litigating against one of the towns. But it spans before then too. They made this effort. They started this effort about a year ago against a different town, Lake Town up there. So this is just one step in what's been a consistent process of trying to litigate and sue the towns up in Polk County.
Adam, historically here in the state of Wisconsin, we've got CAFOs. There are lots of CAFOs, and some with what I would describe disastrous effects on the water supply. Where have the CAFOs been problematic historically here in Wisconsin?
Yeah, so we've got about 335 CAFOs, and they're not evenly distributed. You look at, in particular, if we're talking about areas where they've had a negative impact, I think of Northeast Wisconsin, Door County, Kewaunee County. Kewaunee in particular has 16 or so CAFOs, and there's just been story after story coming out for, I think, over the last decade now, indicating E. coli, bacterial contamination of people's private drinking water wells, phosphorus contamination and runoff into Lake Michigan, and also high nitrate levels. So a lot of contamination of people's drinking water, in particular in Northeast Wisconsin. But it's not limited to there, right? We also see CAFOs that exist in central Wisconsin in the Central Sands region, where there's been contamination of people's drinking water wells there. And although we see it a bit less, even kind of that same geology that causes the contamination up in Northeast Wisconsin kind of wraps around the state up to the western side as well. And so there's a pretty significant threat of groundwater contamination over on the west side as well.
And
so Adam, it really is pretty broad.
Adam, so many, we were talking about Polk County, that sort of Minneapolis outmarket. It's just across the river. Well, so many of the rivers on that part of the state, they're tributaries to the Mississippi River, and it all flows downstream. Adam, is the greater concern the rivers, or is the greater concern the actual wells and the water consumption of humans, to your opinion, sir?
Well, you know, I think in my mind, I don't know that it needs to be one or the other. You know, we work, Midwest Environmental Advocates works with communities across Wisconsin. And certainly one of the questions or one of the concerns that we hear a lot about is contamination of people's drinking water wells and the potential negative effects. If it's nitrate, it's blue baby syndrome and a lot of associations with cancers. And then if it's E. coli, certainly people have gone to the hospital for E. coli or other bacterial contamination. So we see that as a significant issue, but you're right in noting that phosphorus and non-point source and just typical runoff from fields into surface waters raise significant concerns as well. We see algal growth and fish kills from lack of oxygen in the water. So I don't necessarily think of it as one or the other. I think it's a yes and or a both. But I think one of the primary things that I hear about in my work is often the private well contamination.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Adam Volskull, he is with Midwest Environmental Advocates, joining us talking about the CAFOs. Adam, if these wells get contaminated, what's the remedy? I mean, how do you fix a contaminated well?
Yeah, so up until about a year ago, it really just fell on the homeowner a lot of times. That person was left needing to buy bottled water or buy a reverse osmosis system to kind of go under their sink to clean the water itself or dig a deeper well or rehabilitate their well. The Evers administration did open up some of the funding to expand the well compensation program. So the result is still that a well would need to be dug deeper or rehabilitated, but it's in some instances, not just exclusively the homeowners. It doesn't fall totally on them to remediate the problem. But in all of those instances, it still requires the person living at the house that has to drink that water to affirmatively test their wells, to, if they're seeking funding, try to sign up for it. Or, you know, in some instances, like in Kewaunee County a few years ago, they just put in a fountain for people to go and fill like large Culligan bottles of water, essentially, to bring back to their house just in a central location. So there's a lot of obligations on the people that aren't contaminating their own wells that are just living down gradient or nearby a CAFO to fix the problem themselves.
Adam, obviously Wisconsin, a big history, storied history in dairy farming here in the state of Wisconsin. As our audience knows, I worked on my neighbor's farm as a kid, and this was a family farm. You know how the families were back then, like 15 kids. But by the time the youngest, my buddy, grew up, there's only a couple of brothers working on the farm with some helpers, me as well. And it was a kind of a large farm to my recollection, comparing it to the other farms in the area, about 100, 110 milking cows and, you know, lots of heifers, lots of calves, a couple of buildings spread out. And I literally remember, you know, flipping on the switch and the gutters getting cleaned and, you know, going out to the trailer and driving out to the field and spreading it all over the field. Well, then as years went by, they ended up getting like an open manure pit. Because I mean, there's just so much, and this was a large, again, a fairly large farm at the time. Obviously we've had animals and farming in the state for a very long time, and that's a pretty big farm. It's not thousands, but it was, you know, a couple hundred perhaps. What's the limit? What's the size, and how do you, what's the proper way to dispose of the manure and the waste?
Right. So, you know, you said a hundred or a couple hundred. We're, you know, the starting limit for a large concentrated animal feeding operation is at 700 dairy cows. And wow. There are places in Wisconsin that have upwards of 10,000 dairy cows. So we're talking more like they use the phrase animal units, 14,000 animal units or 12,000 animal units. So just orders of magnitude bigger. And as you noted, a lot of that waste is just stored in lagoons. And we know that manure lagoons leach and leak and contaminate groundwater in their own way. The concern is there are just places where the typical size or the quantity that you're spreading on fields is unsustainable. It's causing contamination, and we need to find ways to change those practices, whether that's through new regulations or targeted standards or through simply removing places with fractures and just cracks that lead directly to groundwater, removing those from where people are spreading. It's about a science-based kind of reasonable approach to allow agriculture to function, but to not do it at the expense of communities that or single households that now suddenly have to deal with health concerns and contamination.
Adam Voskol, did I get it wrong that time again? Midwest Environmental Advocates. Appreciate you sticking around despite the butchering of your last name, sir. Real quick, we've got a caller, and we don't usually take callers, but someone's got a question for you, and you have an expertise. We do not. So Keith from Middleton, say hi to the guest.
Hi, how you doing, man? This is Keith. So I'm a big fly fisherman, and I take a lot of interest in the waters and so forth. And when I lived in North Carolina, we used to go to fish at in the Shenandoah River Valley. And I know there were a lot of studies done at one point about all the egg-laying facilities in the upper in the headwaters of the Shenandoah, releasing so many hormones and steroids that help chickens lay more eggs, that there were fish in the Shenandoah River, smallmouth bass, spontaneously changing sexes because of the hormones. And wow. Those were reputable studies. Major issue in the Shenandoah. I'm just wondering if there's been any studies done on those capos as far as BGH and things like that get in the groundwater.
Keith, appreciate the call. We'll let Adam respond.
Yeah, thanks for that. To my knowledge, there hasn't been anything as specifically done in Wisconsin. Certainly particularly up in Kewaunee County, they've done like DNA tracing and tracked back the fact that the groundwater contamination is sourced to agricultural practices like spreading on fields. And up in Polk County, I believe they included studies related to kind of hormonal tracing and issues like that in their ordinances and in their references as well. But I'm not entirely knowledgeable as to whether or not there's been Wisconsin specific studies in the same way.
Adam, it's
a great question.
Adam Voskol from Midwest Environmental Advocates. Adam, what is the better way of doing this? I feel like this is a battle between big business and small farms. It's the big business. It's the concentration of the animals that seemingly would overwhelm a local environment. Is there a better way, sir?
So it's an interesting question. I think one of the better ways is, like I said, a more scientific approach to spreading. Right now we have a standard that's based on phosphorus levels in fields. And we saw a study come out a couple of years ago that said the majority of manure produced is spread within a mile of where it's produced. And so that means that it's just not economically feasible to move it further away where it could be more sustainably spread. And as a result, like all of that is being aggregated on closer fields. So it's additional monitoring, it's additional oversight, it's additional practices that actually lead to protection of groundwater. There's not going to be one perfect answer to the whole thing, recognizing the reality that they, 300 or over 300 currently exist. But there are solutions, and certainly folks have been working on them at the DNR to pass more regulations.
Adam, if people want to understand more about CAFOs, my understanding, Midwest Environmental Advocates, you guys have a CAFO guide, right? Tell people how they can learn more, please.
Yeah, we have a CAFO guide, and also we have a YouTube channel that has a webinar that I gave on CAFOs that should be publicly available as well.
Well, excellent. You seem quite informed on the topic. Adam Voskol. It's Voskol, yeah. I believe. I will never figure it out. I'll get to know you better, Adam. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Devil's Advocates. Hopefully you'll come back. We'll talk more CAFO some other day.
Yeah. Thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Dom. Did you mention you used to work on a farm? I think you did. Come back, more Devil's Advocates, more farm stories.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
It's also worth mentioning that Google has basically become a monopoly of the search engines.
We've never seen this before, where a company is just kind of like owning it. And like, yeah, we are, but what are you going to do?
That's no defense, by the way.
No.
You got nothing then.
What are they paying their attorneys? Hey, Google, search engine, how to find a good attorney.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
It's fully leaded education talk. Hard facts with a humorous twist. Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on Locally Grown Radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR, and on the Civic Media app.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally Grown Radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. You can join us on the lines at 844-967-2789.
Which leaves me to thank the most recent guest. Thank you, Adam Boskel from Midwest Environmental Advocates. Lake Eyre Country, up there in Amory, Polk County, man. It is a beautiful part of the state. I got to learn more about it. I got to spend some time in that part of the state. I mean, really, that is Minneapolis upmarket. It much like some other parts of the state that have the unglaciated features. I mean, I like the geography that has the mountains and the whatever. I just like it better than the Iowa look of certain parts of the state. But it's too bad that Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce continues to push to override local control for the benefit of big corporations. And I get it. They're big corporate lobbyists. But come on, man. Can't we have local communities make these local decisions that used to be what Republicans claimed they were for? And WMC is so closely aligned with Republicans. I mean, hell, what was his name? The Scott, the head of
Bauer.
Oh yeah. Scott Bauer.
Was it Bauer?
I believe so. It's confusing because there's a fine AP reporter who has a similar name, but we heard him parroting the job creation lies and the gap counting lies of Scott Walker. And he seemingly had no clear sense of what the actual numbers were regarding what he was saying. He was more than willing to parrot the Republican governor here of the state of Wisconsin.
Kurt Bauer.
Yes, thank you for correcting that. Scott Bauer is the good one. Kurt Bauer is the head of WMC. But the problematic part is twofold, as far as I'm concerned, Don. First and foremost, these CAFOs pay almost no taxation here in the state of Wisconsin. WMC, while Scott Walker was still the governor, lobbied for a tremendous tax break for certain industries, manufacturing and Monster Ag. And they pay, contrary to the rest of us, 0.4% in the state of Wisconsin taxes. Not 4%, 0.4%.
On any income. That's their
on
income
their
tax.
Profit.
Yes.
On their freaking profit. So I, as a working stiff, you as a working stiff, Nate in there, rest of the people listening, most of them are working stiffs. And unless they are a monster farm or a manufacturing interest, they're paying Wisconsin state taxes up to like 7.65%. But not if you're a monster farm. 0.4%. So they get this massive tax break.
That blew the budget when they passed it, right?
I mean, still blowing the budget.
Yeah, it's still on.
It was a third of $1 billion per budgetary cycle, if I recall, Dom. It's supposed to cost a lot less than that. Has it really ever turned into jobs? Remember the promises of Scott Walker? Oh, jobs. 250,000 jobs.
Almost the lowest unemployment in Wisconsin history right now.
I would say that has a lot more
manufacturing agriculture tax credit.
I would say that has a lot more to do with the bounce back grants under Governor Tony Evers, which actually made investment in small business as opposed to like the Foxconn model that Scott Walker brought. What a success that Foxconn's been. Anyways, 844-967-2789. We will continue to try and bring these issues from outstate. And I got to tell you, it shouldn't be a Democratic or a Republican issue. It should be a hometown issue, right? I mean, man, I love Amory. Beautiful part of the state. But if I had a lobbying interest from outside my area, and that's happened to me right here in Madison. Howard Markline, who's the co-chair of the Joint Finance Committee, is from Richland Center. That's over in the western part of the state. But for some reason, he gets to set water policy for Dane County at the bequest of some unnamed developer donor. You remember that, Dom?
I do.
Why'd you do it? Because a developer donor in Dane County asked me to. Well, but you don't live here. And why would you hamstring local control over water policies? Why would Republicans do this? We know they enjoy the outdoors. Hell, Joel Clayfish, our buddy, Hunter Fisher's in the outdoors constantly. But he's not in the levers of power like a guy like Howard Markline is. And these Republicans still control the Joint Finance Committee. And hell, they still block any of the Evers appointments to the Department of Natural Resources Board. So I would say this water issue, be it, you know, CAFOs or PFAS, we talked about these forever chemicals just a day or two ago, Dom. But shouldn't we, as all Wisconsinites, regardless of R's and D's behind our name, should we want safe and clean drinking water, not contaminated by forever chemicals or nitrates from a monster 1,000-plus unit farm down the road?
Right.
And shouldn't we, as local citizens,
sooner or later comes to your backyard, man. Yeah, that's the thing I don't understand. Sooner or later, Republicans, this will impact you. It doesn't just stay in one spot. These things go up, and it's gonna eventually get to you. That's if you allow it in your neighborhood, right? 844-967-2789. Let's get Cindy from Appleton in before the top of the hour. Welcome, Cindy. What do you got for us?
Hey, Cindy.
Well, not only do they not have to pay much for taxes, they also get thousands of dollars in tax incentives and tax credits that small farmers don't get. And they don't have to pay taxes on their fuel either, because they're exempt from fuel taxes. So they're screwing us totally royally, not to mention the fact that they're polluting our earth and poisoning our water, and we're the ones that pick up the tab. It's just maddening.
Well, it's a socialized law, Cindy. You know, we the people suck the nitrates and take the loss, but the corporate interest, they garner most of the profit and benefit. Know how that works?
Socialize the loss and privatize the profit. Thanks for the call, Cindy. Appreciate it.
Well, that's what keeps Wisconsin manufacturers and commerce in business then. Right? I'm not making this up. I wish our righty friends could accurately accuse me of being hyperbolic on this topic. But one party is down for allowing the contamination of your water. And it ain't the Dems. I like clean water. It's what they make my Diet Mountain Dew out of.
Gross.
I like fishing in the clean waters.
Swimming in the clean waters, drinking the clean water. You know, you almost need water to survive. You know what I mean?
I heard somewhere we're like made out of parts of water or something, Dom.
Wow, a lot of water.
We as humans. Huh? Yep. I never took many science classes. It wasn't my strength. You know, that's why I thought, I'll go into politics. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. Politics with a side of sarcasm. A happier happy hour, the Thursday edition. Come on, man. Stop describing yourself. Trump too small, or Devils.
A little sarcasm.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, WFHR. Programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5